in front of your adoring public. They don't do this sort of a thing in Nashville, but they probably do something else that's kind of cool, too, I'm sure, for you guys. But, I mean, you won't forget us, will you?
No, never. You guys are the best fans in the league.
Yeah. Congratulations. Your goal, take me through it.
Yeah, I mean, Willian only made a good play there on the wall to get it up. I mean, they were playing low there, so, I mean, seen room up top, so I was kind of like, okay, I'm going to try and do something here. We're tied here, so I might as well try and get something going. So I kind of just took my feet and kind of walked across the blue line there, and there was a little hole right between his blocker and his pad, and I was like, okay, I'm going to shoot my shot, and if this doesn't go in, I'm going to back check. So, yeah, I shot it, went in, which was huge.
How much minutes do you figure you had today?
I don't know.
Enough?
No, I don't think so. But no. Yeah, everyone was playing good back there. I mean, there's a lot of depth back there.
Yeah,
there is. That can do a lot of stuff, and I think, yeah, it's huge when you have that.
When you see only 21 shots on goal for them, and they had 15 after the first period, what's your thoughts?
Yeah, I think, after the first period, I thought we were giving too much up. I thought we were giving them too much room. They were cutting back, hitting late D, and I thought after Doss kind of talked to us after the first there, I thought we kind of dialed that in. I mean, we didn't really give them that much room, and I thought we just closed it out.
Adam? Yeah, so you go to Nashville. I guess you don't even come to training camp because you're in Nashville. But as far as, you know, people ask me, are you surprised about the start of the Blaze? I go, maybe, but just the beauty of junior hockey and, you know, guys like Cooper Williams and Zach Olson and Braden Klimke. And, I mean, did you expect that from them? And just how nice is it to see guys kind of step up and everyone picking against you guys? But obviously a great start here.
Yeah, obviously it's a hard team to beat from last year. But, yeah, I watched every game. Those guys are special. I mean, they're going to do a lot of great things in this league. And going on, they're going to do a lot of great things. And I think to have those guys come up and do things you didn't think they were going to do is huge. I mean, they're all going to be special.
Yeah, and to say you're close with Ben Saunderson, probably an understatement. But it's the captain of the team now, and just your thoughts on him as a leader. And, I mean, if you're going to take orders from him, but just him as a leader.
Yeah, I mean, you won't meet a better guy than him. I mean, me and him are pretty close. But, yeah, I got the call from Doss saying he was going to get the C, and I've never grinned so much in my life. I mean, I'm happy for that guy. He came in as probably 250 his first year when he was 15. He's dialed in. He's been one of the best guys I've seen around the ice. Off the ice, he's been great.
Did you give it to him for his draft day picture? Because I didn't even think that was him.
Yep, I did. I still give it to him every day.
The pregame warm-up routine, is it back for you guys? I must admit, I wasn't watching.
Yep. We didn't lose that one yet.
Yeah, good. Okay. Now, play Moose Jaw tomorrow. That's going to be something that, I mean, Doss talks about the idea that, hey, revenge. Hey, they beat us last year. Do you think of it that way at all when you get ready for them tomorrow?
Yeah, obviously it's always going to be there. I mean, it's always going to be in the back of your mind. I mean, the lucky bounce to finish us off there was pretty disappointing, but, I mean, it's a new year. I mean, it's a whole different season.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't do anything about last year, so I think it's just going to be take it to them for 60, and we'll show them what we got.
All right, Tanner, congratulations. Thanks again for showing up, and wish you all the best moving forward.
Thanks,
Tanner Mullendyke of the Saskatoon Blades.